for today's In Touch, I continue my conversation with Rick Fulton, a volunteer with Wayland-based nonprofit On His Path. We'll start off by talking about how local citizens can get involved and donate to Mission Mobility, which is sending things like wheelchairs to those in need down in Guatemala.
We've got a couple locations in Washington. Dave Krantz at Krantz Barbershop is one. Dave went on a mission trip down there to Bethel Ministries last summer. And Dave is a real proponent of this, and he accepts the equipment, and then ultimately it comes to me, and I stick it out in my shed. But we've got a website, and I'd encourage you to go to the website. It's www.missionmobility.org. It really shows what we're doing, and it explains our mission, and it shows the different locations throughout the country where people can either drop off or make a phone call. In fact, I've gotten two phone calls today. A lady in Kelowna had a scooter that somebody's going to go pick up, and another guy called from Cedar Rapids, and they had some equipment for us. So it's kind of exciting how it keeps snowballing, and the support has just been amazing. And talking about the different ways of support, we had some people recently, they donated to On His Path, and they wanted that money to pay for the shipping of a container. So somebody was very generous and gave a nice large donation to help with the mission. So that was, you know, we're very, very appreciative of all kinds of support, whether it's your time or money or donations of equipment. It's all fantastic.
The support that you've seen from across the country in Florida and Pennsylvania, has that surprised you at all?
A little bit, in that it's very humbling. When we came up with the idea or the vision of the Mission Mobility, we just hoped that it would turn out, and I guess it's an answer to prayer. You know, this is a Christian-based mission, and it's exciting, you know, that the prayers are being answered and people are stepping up and wanting to help. But then on the other side, it doesn't surprise me, because people that have gone on a mission trip, it really excites you and it motivates you, and you want to help in some way. So it's kind of a twofold answer.
We've been focusing on the wheelchairs. Is there anything else that you accept in donations?
When somebody has a broken ankle or something like that, you'll have those immobilizer boots. We'll send lots of those, walkers, canes, crutches, the mobility scooters. We've sent rehab bicycles, pretty much anything that's rehabilitation related. But also, if you notice on the webpage on the donate tab, we also accept clothing, because the missionaries supply clothing to the needy down there, and shoes. Shoes from an adult size 7 down to children's shoes, primarily black shoes even, because a kid cannot go to school in Guatemala if they don't have black shoes. You know, we like good white tennis shoes for them to play in, but if they're a black shoe, that helps them get into school. Like on the last container, I think there was 130 or 40 wheelchairs and several power wheelchairs and probably 100 walkers and 100 sets of crutches, but then there was, I think, 80 boxes of clothing, and it's just amazing how many different things we end up sending down there, and it all goes to good use.
Do you have a next shipment scheduled, or is it just when you have enough stuff to send?
It's pretty much when we get enough stuff to send. If we have just wheelchairs and just medical equipment, it takes just about 200 wheelchairs, and I would like to send the next one out of here with just wheelchairs, but you know, if it gets down to where we've got 150 or 60, then we can put on some Kids Against Hunger food to round out the load. You know, we want to make sure that container is completely full of stuff. I don't know when we'll send another one out of here. It all depends on how quickly the donations come in, but golly, I don't know when we'll send one out of Iowa again. I firmly think we'll send one out of Kentucky maybe by fall, and the guy in Pennsylvania, he's really going after it. He'd like to send one by Christmas. We'll see how it goes, but we'd like to at least see one more go this year, not more than one.
That was my conversation with On His Path volunteer Rick Fulton. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.